This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've done a whole lot of work on this program on big data, specifically our data, how much of it companies have, and what they do with it. The Federal Trade Commission caught up this week and has come out with a big report on the business of data brokers, companies that collect data on us, create profiles of us using that data, and then sell those profiles to marketers and others. The specifics of this report are kind of amazing. One broker the FTC looked at had 3,000 pieces of data on every single American consumer. Another had more than a billion transactions in its databases. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith takes it from there.
Data brokers gather up or buy bits of information about us, from public records, online purchases, social media posts, trips to the drugstore.
There's thousands and thousands of data elements on each consumer.
The FTC's Jessica Rich says data brokers use that information to slot us into categories.
The level of specificity and detail are mind-boggling. They have urban scramble, which is a category referring to low-income and minority consumers. They have thrifty elders. They have diabetes interest.
More and more, the stories that are told about us are told through numbers and the collection of data about us.
Joseph Toro is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
Some of those stories help people, but a lot of them may be dangerous for us and for the kinds of opportunities we have in life.
Dictating the insurance premiums and interest rates we pay. The FTC calls on Congress to require data brokers be transparent and allow consumers to opt out of having their data sold and used for marketing.
At the end of the day, the FTC makes some pretty good points.
Russell Glass is the CEO of Bizzo. It specializes in creating data profiles of business professionals, which it sells to clients like American Express and UPS.
Nobody really knows what the rules are, right? So there's this self-regulation that some people follow, some people don't. Some degree of smart regulation, I think that'd be a net positive for the industry. Right now, a lot of this is the monster under the bed syndrome, right, where everything seems really scary in the dark.
Bizzo lets the 190 million business people it profiles see the data it's collected on them. Glass says fewer than 1% of people who look at their profiles opt out. The rest want the convenience and the tailored marketing that comes with a data profile. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.